Hi, and welcome to Portland Media Center's second podcast. I'm Tom Handel, the executive director, and we have here online all of the staff of Portland Media Center. And what we're going to do is I'm going to introduce myself, and I'm going to ask each person on the staff to introduce themselves and just sort of have a conversation with this podcast, getting to know the staff and a little bit more about PMC, Portland Media Center. Last time, our first podcast was just about our new podcast studio, but now we're opening this up and welcoming you to get to know us and get to know all the kinds of things that we do. So the first thing that the way that I'd like all the staff to introduce themselves is to just say what the title of your job is, how long you've been working here, a general description of what your job all entails, and just one thing that you think is especially important about Portland Media Center. So those four things: job title, how long you've been here, what your job involves, and what you think is most important about the Portland Media Center. So I'm the executive director, Tom Handel, which I already said. I've been here in December. It'll be 24 years. That's a kind of a long time. And I just got my hands in everything because I'm the only full-time staff here, only 40-hour a week person here. And so I do programming, I do grants, I supervise a staff, I teach classes, help to teach classes that we do here. And I try to protect the mission, which is to make media production available to anybody in the greater Portland area who wants to have a voice with their community. And I think the most important thing about what we do is the fact that we do provide access to equipment and training on any way that you want to communicate with your community, that we are a way for you to exercise your voice to free speech, your exercise your free speech, to get a dialogue going. And I think sometimes people take the concept of free speech for granted. So we are here as a one place that you can use your voice and get it out, whatever, in whatever form most people do that with, you know, whatever they, you feel that you can reach them with. I would either like this with a podcast or with a TV show or a video that you want to put online on Facebook, any which way that you want to do it. So that's my introduction about myself. And I think I'll start with, go kind of in the order of how long people have worked here. Since I've been working here 24 years, the next most senior person in terms of how long they've worked here is Leslie McVane. Leslie.
Hi, I'm Leslie McVane, and I'm the Development Director at Portland Media Center. I grew up in Portland, was born in Portland, moved away for over 30 years, and came back and went to the Salt Institute for Documentary Studies and wanted to carry my my still photography into more action. So walked in the door of Portland Media Center one day and actually fell in love with everything that was going on, and never left, even though, you know, I had to go home and eat once in a while, but I just worked my way into a job, and I'm thrilled to be still working after, I think, 14 years, maybe more. And I think the most important thing about Portland Media Center is, as Tom said, you know, it's a place where we believe in free speech, where everyone in the community should have a platform, a place they can go to exercise their right to free speech. Our doors are open to anyone who wants to learn how to tell their stories, to present their issues. The classes we offer give them that ability to learn how to use the equipment and then have it air on public access television where anyone can watch it anywhere in the world with our YouTube, through our YouTube station and video on demand. You know, people feel like they don't have a voice. so often in this world. We're so populated. But this gives them a chance to stand out and to actually let other people know how they feel. And by doing so, maybe not feel so alone. That's it.
All
I
right.
think next go to Arthur.
Yes, Arthur.
Okay. You've tossed me the ball. Here I am catching it. You can see that, right? So, I'm Arthur, and I am, my job title is the Volunteer and Access Coordinator for Portland Media Center in a small nonprofit that has one full-time person and three part-timers. We all wear quite a few different hats. So we're all doing a number of different jobs frequently. And I've been at PMC, I guess, for a little over 10 years. Actually, Leslie introduced me to the organization and suggested I give it a shot. So before that, I had been in the Sweetser training department, setting up trainings, recording trainings, and for several years. I'm a practicing visual artist and a member of the Union of Maine Visual Artists, which also has a big presence at 516 Congress Street, the home of the Portland Media Center. Everyone so far has talked about free speech, and I think it really is the central message of what we do. Our practice is to create access to a medium that without activist intervention would never have happened. So we cablecast. We're a cable TV company, otherwise known as community television or PEG Media. And PEG Media was created to create public access to the cable system so that the communities in which a cable company serves can have a voice in the programming that takes place. So we advocate for our members and our what we call access producers, plain old citizens who come in and want to exercise their voice and learn more skills. We're a great place for skill learning. We teach lots of video production classes. I teach the video editing classes and some still photography when it comes up, because we do quite a lot of that. I also do quite a lot of the graphic design and social media content and narrative content that we publish as an organization. I do both most of the writing and most of the visual parts of that. So there are any number of different jobs that I do, and the reason I do them at the Portland Media Center is that I am trying to support the constitutional rights of free speech. So this year, say something strong and then go and vote. Okay, that's me.
Thank you.
And I'm going to toss it to Josh.
Yes, thank you, Arthur. And Josh is up next.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you. For those of you listening at home, maybe wondering why two of us sound way different than the other, myself and Tom, it's because we are in our brand new podcast studio, and the other three staff members are dialed in over the phone, and it was an incredibly easy process. So just a little self-promotion, well, media center promotion, how easy this system we have is to use. I'm engineering the board. I know, thank you. I know, doing a great job. No, yeah, so I'm the newest member of the Portland Media Center. I am the production coordinator, which means I coordinate with both members of the public, our nonprofit organizations, into getting productions done, whether they're in the studio or in the field. We talk about vision, talk about mood, theme of videos. In addition to that, I do a lot of the field and studio production, operate camera, I direct studio productions, do a little bit of sound, post-production. So I kind of see everything from start to finish. In addition to that, I get to teach a lot of classes. I think there's been a lot of great points made today in this little conversation about what the Media Center offers, but I have to say, I think one of the neatest things that we do is that we provide an incredible service, video production service, to nonprofit organizations in the area, because video services are expensive. It comes at a premium. And a lot of these really important organizations, we work with a lot, United Way, we work with SMCC, we work with the City of Portland. Tom, we have, help me out here, what's a couple other ones who've been active lately?
Maine Autobahn, we have the United Way, we have the Chamber of Commerce.
Oceanside Conservation Collaborative.
Exactly. So the list goes on and on. And these are all incredible grassroots organizations here in Greater Portland who would not typically have the funds to produce these videos they need to help promote the organizations. But that's where we come in as a public option, where we provide amazing content for these amazing organizations. And the best part of it is that more or less they pay what they can afford. Depending on their budget, we tailor to their needs. So I am just humbled and excited every day that I can come in to work and help work with all of these organizations to make their missions more successful.
Thank you so much, Josh. I'm sorry, but I do have to correct you. You aren't the newest member as of today.
Oh, that's correct.
The staff, we also have a very brave person, Patricia Dougal, who just started today as our financial person. She's here with us. And I have to, say that I'm very encouraged that you agree to be part of this. You probably are coming at this from a new angle, but go and take a stab at introducing yourself. This is a person who's just been introduced to us, and so her first impressions of what we're about will be pretty interesting. Patty?
Hello. Thank you for the introduction. And I'm so new that they even forgot about me, I think, for a minute there.
I'm sorry. Yes. I'm just so used to saying I'm the newest member. Exactly. You are the newest member.
Now it's me. Now I'm the newbie. So today is my first official day in the office, and I'm bookkeeper, and I live right in Portland, so I'm pretty excited that I can walk to work. I've worked in the nonprofit world for 20 years in Augusta, so this is a completely different city and with new people, and I love the mission of Portland Media. And I'm really looking forward to learning about all the things that my new coworkers just talked about. So I'm excited to be here. And that's next time we have a podcast, what I've learned.
Well, that's
about it for me.
Thank you very much, Patty. And again, I applaud you for your courage in joining us for this podcast. But it's great to have now all five people on the staff on one show and discussing what Portland Media Center is. One of the things that I think is really important for people to know is that even though we are all experiencing this worldwide pandemic together, PMC is pretty much in operation, and we're still going strong. We do offer our services by appointment only, so that people can follow the protocols to come in to do what they do, but we're still open to other people. And I just wanted to ask the staff, just on their own, to say what kinds of things, why you think it's safe, how do you what kinds of things that we do. We do require masks to be brought in, that you wear a mask into the space. Some people don't actually, if they don't have to work in place, but the kinds of things that, could we just talk a little bit about the things that we do to make it safe for people to participate, still raise their voices and be heard, even amidst this pandemic?
Yeah.
Well,
go ahead.
This is Leslie. And I was going to say, we are putting in place protective protocols for anyone coming in to Portland Media Center. But due to circumstances, I have been working from home, and that doesn't mean I'm not part of the team and that I'm not participating in what we do there at Portland Media Center. And that goes for anyone who may feel that they can't walk through the doors for health reasons or other, you know, transportation reasons, but they can still be involved through Zoom gatherings, through classes online. There are just so many ways. I produce a couple of TV shows and have been able to do that through Zoom. So just because people can't walk through our doors, they can still come to PMC and do whatever they can do coming through the doors. So they don't have to feel just because they can't physically be there, they can't be part of it. I just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah, Leslie, thank you very much for bringing that up, because that is a big part of what we're doing right now. And along those same lines, I was just going to ask Josh to talk a little bit about our new classes that we were just developed since the pandemic that are all online.
This is a perfect segue. Yeah. To follow up on your point, Leslie, this is an opportunity. This is an opportunity to be creative. I know people can't necessarily come in like they all used to. While we are doing small scale productions inside the studio, we just launched since the pandemic a suite, I'd call it a suite of cell phone movie making classes. So far, just two workshops, but we're going to be offering a third. And the whole idea of these workshops is how you, the member of the public, can take just your cell phone and a little bit of knowledge, and you from start to finish, the pre-production, the planning, script writing, to the filming, to the editing, you're going to learn how to make a movie with just your cell phone. And if you want to, maybe a couple little fun tools and toys you can buy online. But really, the whole idea is that this is supposed to be fun. It's skills that are not just going to help you get your content to air on our channel and our YouTube platform, but being able to make movies with your cell phone is going to be an incredibly useful skill to have in any work environment. We're offering, like I said, three workshops. You can find all the information on portlandmedia.org. And then if you look for our workshops page, can learn some more. But highly encourage everyone to take them. They're really affordable. They're really fun. And you get to go out and make movies. What more can you ask for?
And the other thing, too, that we also, just picking up on what Leslie said about not having to actually be here to participate, is that we used to get meetings from the city council, the Portland Water District, Cumberland County that we are on a station. A lot of meetings are being done, as you all know, through Zoom, and those meetings can be recorded, and those can put on the air, and that's another way that you can be involved. Even if you have an event through Zoom or any other kind of conferencing platform like that, that you're sharing your art, you're sharing the meeting of your organization, whatever, you can send those files to us, and we'll air them also on our station. We'll make them available on our YouTube channel. And we're also making a lot more use of our YouTube channel. And I thought, you know, we could also talk a little bit about that in a little bit, because we are promoting our YouTube channel as a place where people can see general local content, not just what we produce here, but what people give us that they produce locally. And we'll create a playlist specifically for a series of videos that somebody has, or, you know, individual videos can be available on our YouTube channel, so that you can have a place to go to look for local content. But the other thing I wanted to talk a little bit about is our membership system and how that works. Josh mentioned about nonprofit members being involved as well. And we have an annual meeting coming up, and I thought maybe Arthur or Leslie could talk a little bit about that.
Sure. About the meeting itself, you mean?
Our annual meeting coming up, yeah.
Yeah. So our annual meeting, which is always fun to come to, will be October 22nd at 5 o'clock on Zoom. We are asking people to RSVP to tomh@portlandmedia.org or at 775-2900, extension 200. And the program is going to be kind of fun, I think. We're going to have begin with an introduction, of course, and then we'll do the annual report, which I think people will find very interesting. Vote in the, on the new board members, vote in the new officers, and then the one of the highlights will be a Zoom tour of our new facilities. You know, even if you're not a member, it doesn't matter. Come on and come to the annual meeting, see what it's all about, and have a tour of the facilities with Tom. That's going to be kind of fun to see the new areas we have. And then at the end, we have a very special presentation, which I won't go into, but it's close to all of our hearts. So join us on October 22nd at 5 o'clock on Zoom, and we will be given the link once you RSVP.
And also, this, anybody can join this annual meeting, and invitations will be sent out to members, whether individual and nonprofit. And maybe I thought Arthur could talk a little bit about what people would, if they want to become a member and they're not a member right now, what they would need to do, not just to be members or also to take classes.
Okay. I'm happy to do that. But there are a couple of things I wanted to just cover first, and sometimes it's easy to overlook the obvious. And so I just wanted to say that we're right on Congress Street. We're at 516 Congress Street. And usually there's a lot of foot traffic. Usually people know we're there. People know we're busy. They can see us. There's people coming in and out. Now, right now, the door, the front door is locked, but that does not mean that the place isn't busy. We are busy inside. We may not be out there on the visible from the street so much. But one of the things that people really need to understand is that in order to connect with us in the most direct way, you should give us a call. The door is locked, so to protect everyone's safety. And so what you should do is give us a call at 207-775-775. 2900. Now, you don't have to be a member to take classes. You can walk in off the street and we, of course, after you give us a call or tell us that you're coming, and you can walk in off the street and take a very reasonably priced video production class without any prior experience. It's a great way to be involved in your community, to volunteer for some other organizations that you feel have a strong message that you want to reinforce. We have college-age people who are getting hands-on experience. And we have a wide array of, or a very diverse group of people who come to take classes at the Portland Media Center. The easiest way to understand some of the mechanics of that and the details is to go to our website at portlandmedia.org. But you can also see us on Facebook. Facebook at Portland Media Center is the name of our page. There are other, you can see Portland Media Center on Instagram. So there's any number of different ways that you can see what we're doing and find ways to connect. So one of the other things that I wanted to mention is another idea about being safe. Not only is Portland Media Center a safe place to be and work right at the moment because of the COVID-19 pandemic, but it's also a safe place socially. We have, as I said earlier, a wide variety of people come in the door. And honestly, my experience is that this is Portland Media Center is a great way for new Americans or new Mainers to practice language skills in a very safe environment. There's very little pressure. We're not driving ambition. We're driving interest. And so you walk in the door and you should feel comfortable and relaxed that you can do what you want to do and start right from the very beginning.
Yeah, I want to add to that a little bit that over the years that I've been working there, the people who come to our doors are not just, community members coming in for a class or to volunteer or to become a member or a donor. They actually become part of our family. We have kept in touch with people who've left the area. They'll come back and they come in and because they did feel safe in our environment and they felt at home. Sometimes they just come in to visit and with nothing else in mind but that. And to me, that really is community. We are a community center, and I'm really proud of that. I think we've done a good job of being that for our community.
Thanks, Leslie, for bringing that up, because that's one thing that a lot of volunteers, when I was started to teach classes, said over and over again, is how they felt a sense of community by coming here and creating. We only have about 4 minutes left, and before we sign off, I wanted to give Patty a chance to chime in about one question I'm going to ask her, and then I'm going to give her time to think about it. I got to give you time to think about it. Well, one thing that you learned a lot today, but one thing that you thought was really especially important that you learned about Portland Media Center, and just think about that question while I tell people that if you do want to become a member, an individual member of Portland Media Center, what that means is that you contribute $30 or more a year to Portland Media Center. So if you do want to become a member and you want to get the invitation for an annual meeting and be involved and be part of this community media family, you go onto our website, portlandmedia.org, and just click on the donate button. And if you donate $30 or more to us, you'll become a member. You'll give all the information we need to contact you and get you involved in all the things that we're involved with. So that's the one place to start. And the website that Josh is the webmaster of, he created it, and it's a wonderful website to learn a lot more about Portland Media Center and all that we do. It's a two for one. You visit our website, you learn about us, and you become a member. So
I just wanted to add quickly that they also get a vote, which so they can help in creating the Portland public access they want to see.
That's right. They get on our mailing list and they get a vote at our annual meeting. So, Patty, anything that sticks out from all the things you learned today for your first brave day on the job that really struck to you? Yeah.
Yeah. This is an area that I'm so learning just this morning. It sounds so interesting. I love the fact that the community has this available for people to use. And the pricing seems really reasonable to come in and do something really kind of cool. The thing I've learned just is I'm so impressed with all my coworkers, how much you do and how exciting your jobs are. That's what's impressed me most so far.
That's right on target, because I know for myself, but I really get that feeling from, Arthur and Leslie have worked with me for well over 10 years. And Josh has actually been volunteering here for a few years, even though he just actually joined the staff in March. So I'm very excited about everybody that's working here. And we're going to just say goodbye for now, but this isn't definitely going to be our last podcast. And I very much appreciate all five of you, Josh, Leslie, Arthur, Patty, for making the time out to do this podcast all together. Thank you.
Yeah, I'd like to also throw out to the public, if you want us to talk about anything, any specific topics in a podcast about the Media Center, let us know. Reach out to any of the staff members. Hit us up on Instagram. Hit us up on Facebook. Send us an email. And we will discuss.
Thank you, Josh. All right. Thank you for everybody for listening and tuning in.